Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't yeah. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels won't tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. So right now, take a breath, breathe in, breathe out, relax, tap in, tune in, and get turned on. All is truly well, no matter what. No matter what. There's a current of energy that is flowing through you right now, regardless of what's going on in the outside world. Tune in, tap in, and get turned on by that spirit within. From that place, we'll continue the show. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, you do. Life is a beautiful and amazing thing. Whatever challenges you're dealing with in your life, whatever success you see somebody having, if you're jealous of somebody, if you're mad at somebody, if you're happy for somebody, whatever it is, always ask yourself, I wonder what's going on behind the scene. When you're having a challenge, ask, I wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Because there's some things that happen behind the scenes that you're not always aware of. So you may judge what you're looking at because you don't know what was happening behind the scenes. Or you might be saying, well, they have life very easy because you didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. So just tune in, tap in, and get turned on. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. It's another day, another moment, a new you, a new opportunity for choose again, to choose differently. I welcome you all. I welcome you. We started the show off with Makur Ray. He's reminding us to tap in no matter what. If you want to find out more about Makur Ray, he's on Facebook. And you can also find him at ReverbNation.com/4directions. ReverbNation.com/4directions, number four. Some people say backslash. Some people say backslash. So whatever the slash is, forward or backward, whatever. You know what I mean. And yes. Life is good and it's getting better. Hey, Betty, how are you doing? I hope you're laughing with me. You get to see what happens behind the scene now. Oh, life is good. When it gets challenging, just laugh. If you don't know how to laugh, make yourself laugh. If you can't do that, watch something funny. You know, go online or do something. Let's get this ball rolling. I don't even know where the ball is, so I just let the ball come to me. Okay, so the next ball that I need to pick up is, I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. We've got Kobe Buffington, X-Nance. I wonder what that X-Nance stands for. X-Nance. I don't know. I just call you Kobe. I know who you is, shorty. How's Kefa doing? Silent listeners, thank you for tuning in. Kamau Uforma, Antoine is in the house. Sylvia Nahal is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Glowing Gooch is in the house. I was just thinking about Glowing Gooch. I was going to send her an email or an inbox or text. I don't know how I was going to reach you. But I thought of you. So it's nice to have you back. I trust you are well, living your life as it is, because it is golden. Right. Quick announcement. Tomorrow, Spiritual Tag Team. Betty and I have been warming up. We've been warming up. We've been taking our proteins, we've been taking our vitamin S, vitamin spirit, we've been tuning in, we've been tapping in, and we're ready. So tomorrow we're going to empower you, support you to open up the gift, the present that life has given you. So even though it might bite, it may feel painful, but we're going to empower you to say, okay, I'm going to open it. And then you open it and say, it wasn't so bad after all. Spiritual Tag Team, tomorrow, Wednesday. That happens every first and second Wednesdays of the month with Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues, who is also my co-producer on the other shows. She's my co-host on Wednesdays, first Sundays. Okay, think. First Wednesday and second Wednesday. And then she's my co-producer any other day. And she is working a you-know-what-off. She's keeping me on my toes. She's probably about to send me a chat now. Okay, keep it going, Ade. Stop rambling. Okay, I hear you, so I'm moving on. Because we've got a lot of questions to address today. But I really want to just say to you guys, thank you for your support, for your questions, for your emails, for those of you talking about the format of the show, how you're enjoying it, and for, I know that you are getting something out of it. So I am grateful for what is happening through me, through Betty, through all of us that are united in spirit, and that's all of us. That something is happening. We may not know what it is, but something is happening. Just say yes. The sacred yes. The sacred yes is saying yes even if you don't know how it's going to turn out. I do feel a sense that there's something else I need to say, but I can't think about it, so I'm not going to worry about it. I feel the sense, but I can't think. So when it's time to say it, I'll say it. So I'm just going to move into the question. But I do want to tell you that the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Slow down, buddy. The new listeners need to hear the number 347-426-3346. When you dial that number, press 1 on your keypad and we are happy to take your questions. What are you dealing with today? What are you struggling with? Where are you? Where are you in your spiritual growth, your transformation? What's blocking you? What's the challenge? Are you struggling to translate a wonderful idea that inspires you but you can't apply it with your relationship or with your children? You're struggling. Or maybe not. Maybe you're at a good place, but you're kind of like, ooh, I think the other shoe's going to drop. How do you keep that energy going? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Maybe you're afraid that you're going to be out of alignment and you're trying to do everything you can do now to stay in alignment and you're worried and trying to protect it. 347-426-3346. I am super, super excited right now because, as I said at the beginning of the show, we had some drama. Now, okay, speaking of drama, we had some drama at the beginning, just before the show, and my chat room is dramatizing again, but I'm not even going to pay attention to my drama. Dramatizing chat room, yeah, I made that up, as you can tell. So let's go to the first question that was emailed in. The question is from Jean from Chicago. You can call in. You can put in Ask Life Coach at a page, and Betty will get to it. So I'm going to just go to the questions that were emailed in as he tries to open his chat room all over again. But we're going to stay with the questions right now because Betty got the chat room. Okay. Hey, buddy, join with me as we take a deep breath and align with this moment and download the answers and unite with these people who are seeking guidance. So, it's from Gene from Chicago. He said, hello, Life Coach Ade. I am having lots of issues right now. I am a young man in a lot of debt. I am pretty close to 30. I have so many goals I'm trying to accomplish, but mistakes I've made that got me into this mess financially I'm trying to overcome. I'm trying to stay positive and geared towards my purpose and everything, but I find myself limiting myself because I feel I have this big thing in front of me. I'm trying to look beyond the obstacle. I'm looking for work. I do some freelancing, but it's still not bringing in enough for me to be successful for what I'm trying to do. I still find myself putting myself down. I guess I'm tasking. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, Gene, but Gene, G-E-N-E, I guess that's a guy, I don't know, said, I guess I am tasking. How do I over, maybe that's a Chicago phrase, I don't know, but I'm going to just fill all of it out. I guess I'm tasking. How do I overcome this? And that's Gene from Chicago. When I read these questions, there are things that jump at me. And the first thing that jumps at me that I'm going to share with you, Gene, and the rest of the listeners, all of us are supporting one another as we make this transition. He said, I'm trying to look beyond the obstacles. So here's something. This is where we're going to start. First of all, don't try and look beyond it because it's there. The fact that you're trying to look beyond it is to avoid it. Look through it. Look through it. Because in that challenge is the answer to your question. Now, money represents value. So if your money, if your financial life is in a mess, you might want to ask yourself, what kind of value are you placing on yourself? Where are you placing your values? Because money is just a symbol. It reflects the value that you're putting on yourself, the value that you put on life. You also said, let's go back here, I have so many goals and I'm trying to accomplish, but mistakes I've made in the past, they're holding you back. The first thing you want to do is, you said your financial situation is in a mess. I would suggest that you start asking for help, somebody to help you see how you can break. Maybe call the creditors. Maybe start looking at, here's another one, but I'll hold on to that for a minute. Maybe talk to your creditors. Maybe make an arrangement. Write them a letter. I have found in the past when I was running from creditors, I couldn't even catch up with my own self. Forget the creditors. But when you contact your creditors, you write them a letter, let them know what your situation is and tell them that, okay, maybe you want to stop them calling you for a while, or you can make a certain amount, they will work with you. You don't want them to, they do, but you don't want them to send it to those other people who just feel like their purpose in life is to make other people's life miserable. There's some of those folks that will call you Okay, let's see. Okay, great. I'm just looking at a message from Betty. They will call you and they will act like their whole life depends on making your life miserable. You can still love those people, but you can write directly to your creditors. It doesn't matter if it's a phone company, the utility, whoever it is, your mortgage company, write to them. Let them know what your situation is. That is looking through it as opposed to looking beyond it. Now, your financial situation, you're much more than that. So when you start taking action towards that, you will feel a little bit of comfort, if you will. Because most of the time when we're stressed and frustrated and angry and we're lost and we're stuck, it's because we're not taking action towards in the direction that we need to be moving. Once you take action, if it's picking up a call, you may be nervous. It could be writing an email. It could be stepping out to go book an appointment. You feel a sense of a slight sense of relaxation because you're moving towards action. You're moving towards what you want. So I say take action about your finances. Now, let's go back to the question here, and bear with me, listeners, because I'm going back and forth between browsers, making sure everything is fine. You said, I find myself limiting myself because I feel I have this big thing in front of me. I'm trying to look beyond the obstacle. I'm looking for work. I do some freelancing, but it's not bringing in enough for me to be successful, to be successful for what I'm trying to do. Here's the thing. How are you using your money? What is the thought about money? Back to value again. Do you tithe? I want you to answer that, Gene, when you listen on the archive or if you're listening now. Do you tithe? And everybody else saying, well, yeah, he had me until I said that. Tithing has nothing to do with church. You may go to church, but if you don't, because people say, well, I don't go to church. I don't believe in giving money to church. I didn't say that. I just said, do you tithe? Tithing is simply giving 10%. That's what the number, you know, you can make whatever. You can make it 5%. You could a portion of your money, of your income. Call it 1%, 5%, 10%, and you can tithe it too. There are many school of thoughts when it comes to tithing. There are some people who would say tithe to where you're getting your spiritual nurturing. So you can get your spiritual nurturing from reading a book or an author. You can get your spiritual food from a temple, a church, from a good friend. Somebody, not just somebody that makes you feel good, but they actually help you connect with the essence of who you are. You can tithe to them. You could be getting it from a radio show where you know that's where you get your spiritual food. You can get it from a song. Maybe there's a certain CD that you have that you listen to. You can tithe to that artist and say, you know what? When I listen to your song, it brings me back to my center. Are you tithing? Are you giving? Do you give a percentage of what you're making? So even if you make $5, you give 50 cents to somebody. Now, when you tithe, be aware to say, well, I'm only going to give to people who need it, like the homeless. Do that if you're so led. But also make sure you give to places who you may think don't need it. Because if you start attaching giving to people who only need it, then you're conditioning your mind that you only can receive money when you need it, when you're in poverty. But understand that money, this money mess, has a message for you. So be willing to look beyond, in this case, that you're being called to go deeper. How are you using your time? How are you using your talents? Are you giving of your talents? You say you're looking for work. Are you holding back? Are you being generous with people? What do you know to do right now? Give of yourself, because you only get to keep what you give. And you can't give what you don't have. So when you give what you have, you get to keep it. Give of yourself. Volunteer. Just step into the world. If you don't have this financial mess, what would you be doing? Your financial situation is not your reference point. Your spirit, your soul is your reference point. God is the source of your supply. So continue to do your spiritual practice. If not, start it. Meditation. You hear me talk about this every day, over and over and over. Excuse me. Oh, I'm back. Meditation. forgiveness. Forgive yourself for creating the mess. Forgiveness, the true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. If you want to hear more about forgiveness, listen to yesterday's show, which was, what's yesterday's date? May 30th, I think. Yes, it is. Monday, Memorial Day. I talked a lot about forgiveness on there. Forgive yourself for creating the mess. And now you're in a place when you want to do something different. So I trust that helped you, Gene. And we are moving on to the next question. But before you do, before I do, not you, me, number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, Nahali, let me know if you got if you got my email that I sent to you. I sent your email. Let me know if you got it. That's all I need to know. Did you get it? And let me know where you stand if you got it. If you didn't, check your Facebook email account or whatever, wherever, however you get your notification. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Most of the time. Sometimes we go longer. Just depends on what is happening through and as us. The number is 347-426-3346. Behind the scenes is a good place to be. So much going on, so much going on. Let's move into the next question. Suzanne from California says, I'm not going to read that first part. It causes me to go on a tangent. Okay, let me invite you into my world. Thank you for answering my question. Now, I talked about gratitude yesterday, and I actually do have. Okay, let me tell you about my own spiritual. Let me tell you about my aha moment. It's gonna be short, Betty. It's gonna be short. Just don't worry. It's gonna be short. So I, as you know, regular listeners, when people call a talk show and say thank you for taking my call, I'm like, what are you talking about? The host wants you to call in, so don't thank the host for taking your call. They need your call. But yesterday, I did a show on gratitude, being grateful. And while I was talking about people emailing saying, thank you for answering my question, I just had this aha moment. It's like, they're being grateful. They're being grateful in advance. So I'm not going to trip if people say thank you for taking my call. I'm not going to trip for people saying thank you for answering. Just my own growth moment that happened yesterday. And I want to share it with you because I'm for your growth and transformation. And I want to be transparent as I share my transformation. So if you ever hear me go on a tangent about people saying thank you for taking my call, just go gratitude. So here's yes, I love it. Relax. All is well. Okay, Suzanne from California. Thank you for answering my question. You're very welcome. I love the fact that I can crack my own self up. Okay, so here's Suzanne's question. She said, I am stuck somewhere in my belief system with this negative limiting view about money. A money conversation again. I would like to shift that. How can I begin to do that? Thank you, Suzanne B. from California. So now, money. I kind of talked a little bit about it with Gene. Money is a big deal. But it's not such a big deal as we've made it. Because we've used money to define ourselves. We've been told that the size of our bank account reflects our worth and who we are and all that other stuff. Okay, thank you, Betty. But we have to, here's the thing. Money comes and goes. It comes and goes. So if you start judging yourself about the amount of money you have on you or don't have on you or what you have in your bank account or don't have in your bank account, you're walking down a very slippery slope. Now, yes, money is important. Don't get me wrong. Money is important. Yes, it is. Sometimes when I'm working with people or coaching, I ask them, is money important? Is money important? Most people say, no, it's not. Well, is fresh air important? Is breath important? Of course it is. Money is important. It's a way of exchange. It's something that we use to exchange. So if it's important, we will treat money, we will relate with money as something that's important. Sometimes we try and say it's not important, but we still busting out you know what to make money, even though it's not important. We have to align with the truth and say money is important. There's nothing wrong with saying money is important. So now you talk about limiting belief about money. My guess is you're not attracting as much as you would like to attract. Once again, give what you want, you give. If you want more money, you give money. You heard right. If you want money, you give money. And normally the response is, no, you didn't hear what I said. I don't have any money. Oh, yes, you do. If you have a dollar, give 10 cents. And if you have no money, give something. And then shift. Shift and remind yourself, say this affirmation, God is the source of my supply. That there are many channels through which you will be blessed. There are times you think you need money for a certain thing, and it can come another way. Understand, in order to be successful, there's so many channels. Jesus the Christ, JC, said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Not many rooms, many mansions. There are many ways through which the universe, the creator, God, the divine intelligence can bless you. But if you think your blessing can only come through having a certain amount of money, then you are now squeezing and suffocating your abundance. You're squeezing that channel of abundance. Money can come in so many different ways. So when it's coming through your job, give thanks for it. If it's not coming through your job, give thanks for it. If it's coming through Social Security, give thanks for it. And understand that the amount of money you have on you or not does not define your consciousness. You get to make that declaration. Give of yourself. Give of your talent. Are you holding back? If you're not experiencing what you desire, you're holding back. Because life will give back to you what you're giving out. Life will reflect back to you what you're putting out. So you say, I'm stuck somewhere in my belief system with the negative limiting views about money. Well, just let it go. Have an expansive, positive view about money. That money is great. I give thanks for money. Money is good. And then when you circulate your money, when you use your money, when you spend your money, whatever works for you. Some people say don't spend, but I'm not even going to get caught up in that. When you circulate your money, when you share your money, when you keep it in circulation, give thanks for all of it. Give thanks for your health. Give thanks for the fact that you can type in today, send in an email to have your question answered. That's a form of value. Give thanks that you have an internet connection. Start giving thanks for what you have and watch the door of abundance just swing wide open. Because then you shift the limiting beliefs. You start realizing, wow, there's so many ways through which you're blessed. You get in this happy place. Get in your happy place. Being able to change your mind, and that's for everybody. Being able to change our mind about money, it's not about what we do. It's an emotional journey. Learn to feel good. Like Abraham says, feeling good feels good. Even if you have no money, feel good. Feel good. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Everyone seems to have lost sound. Let's see what's going on here. Everybody lost sound? What is going on? I don't know. Betty, I see you said everybody... Okay, do you have sound or not? I got a message here from Betty saying no sound. It's one of those days. I had some issue getting online today. That's what I was talking about behind the scene. I had major issue getting online. So let me see what y'all are saying. Let's see. She has bad sound. She has sound, but it's bad. Anybody else has good sound? Or any kind of sound? Let's see. Harmony Garden, everybody loves sound. Let's try this. Okay, well, my sound is choppy. Okay, let's try this. And live radio.
Well, no, I'm going to say that. It's not live radio at its best. It's just what happens when
you're doing something live. So now, let's see. Oops. Okay, let's try this. Okay, now. Does it sound better? Do you have sound? Anyone regain sound? No sound here. Okay, let's try this. Well, we're going to take a break now since there's no sound, but it will be on the sound. Let's play something that's going to get people, that's going to wake the sound up. Those of you on the phone line, if you have sound, press 1 on your keypad. Glory Group, Celeste, Tamara. Those are the numbers I recognize. Oh, yeah, great. Thank you, Tamara. So they got sound. Everybody got sound on the phone. Those of you in the chat room. Okay. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. It's my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. This is Purple Crown. Purple Crown 2012.
Yeah.
In the building, we gon' rock the house from the floor to the ceiling. We building, they crumbling. 2013 in a new world coming. Only do this cause I'm trying to touch a million. Singing these songs got the whole world reeling. While they chilling, we woman. We spark the movement while y'all so boring. Yeah, and we do this for the little ones, so they know they can shine when they see the sun. And there's no time for giving up, so just know that it's already done. From Shanghai to Chi-Town, we show love as soon as we touch down. We take this higher, feel the atmosphere when we burn that fire.
My life, 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 my life.
2013 in a new world coming.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
We ain't gonna stop this party, whatever that is. We're gonna keep it moving. This is my life. A new world has started. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A. And I hope those of you in the chat room can get sound. Or, well, I don't know what's going on. Let's see. Book Talk Radio having some issues. They probably are. But those of you, well, so here's the thing. Let me do this. If you want to listen to the show while it's live, call in and listen. I'm trying to talk in time. Call in and listen. If I don't say that, I would say what I'm, you know, it's, I can multitask. I supertask, but I've downgraded to multitasking. So, okay, let me keep this going. And those of you, you can listen to the archive again. We've got 4 minutes. Time is rolling. 347-426. 3346, press 1 on your keypad, and we're going to keep this baby moving. Nothing going to stop this party. Yes, yes, yes. Let's take this next question, and then I'm going to take a, go to a caller. Question, what page am I looking for? Okay, let's go to Andrin. An interesting name, actually. Andrin from Atlanta. She said, Life Coach Ade, first of all, I love your show. I love my show, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a great show, isn't it? It's an amazing thing. No. Anyway, moving right along. Now, here's my thing. I noticed that in my relationship, I tend to attract men that are unavailable. Important for all the other sisters saying, girl, that's my story. Andrea, you're not by yourself. There's some other sisters saying, girl, you better tell it. Okay, can you advise me on how to deal with this? Run. Next question. No, I'm being silly. Okay. Okay, I'm being silly. Okay. Then, all right. Now, here's my thing. I noticed that in my relationship, I tend to attract men that are unavailable. Can you advise me on how to deal with this? I know it might be a childhood thing or something. I just can't really figure it out. And waiting for an available man in Atlanta. She's waiting for an available man. Well, when I read your question earlier, let me tell you what came to me. I had this thing, well, you know, I'm digressing. Let me just stay on point. Let's go here. When I read the questions, I just get flood of answers just come through me, so I have to make a note. So you said unavailable man. And here's what I got when I first read your question. Unavailable man is showing you that you are not making yourself available for what you say you want. Oh my God, that's deep. No, really, really. Let's do, I'm serious now. I'm seriously being funny, but I'm serious. Unavailable man is showing you that you are not making yourself available for what you say you want. Now, that might sound like mumbo jumbo, metaphysical, whatever, but no. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And if you're attracting men that are unavailable, there's something going on. You're saying you want something, but you're putting out a different energy. So now, you need to get clear, not just say, I'm looking for an available man. Yeah, anybody could say that. I want to be happy. I want to be free. I want to be able to live a life that's fulfilled. Anybody can say that, but are you willing to do the work, the spiritual work? It's time for a new declaration. You say it could be something to do with childhood or something. Yeah, maybe. But let's make this. See, right now, you don't have access. Your childhood experience is not available to you right now. Maybe in memory. But let's tweak that. Let's make a new direction, a new declaration. So maybe it is. So what? Embrace it, love it, because all of us have stuff we're dealing with, and everything that we went through when we were children is to get us to this point where we can recognize our spiritual nature. So don't miss what is available for you now by thinking the problem you're having now is because of what happened in the past. Be available. Said differently, be present to now. So I bet you meet available men, but you may be telling yourself, oh, I'm always finding an unavailable man. And now that's become your mantra. It's become your affirmation. So if you meet somebody else now and they're unavailable, just, oh, he's not the one, and keep it moving. Don't make that mean anything. If you meet an unavailable man, you say, oh, here I go again, something to do with my childhood. No. Don't make it mean anything. Choose differently. Now, here's something that I want to share with you before I take a call. Make a list of what you want. Be very clear and very specific about what you want in a man. Be very, very clear, down to the T, what you want him to look like. Yes, stay with me, all the metaphysicians. Be careful. I'm going somewhere with this. Write it, draw it, dream it, imagine it. Imagine the perfect relationship where you feel whole and complete. Not because the other person completes you, because you are complete. And then when you finish making that list, release it into the ethers with this prayer. This or something better. This or something better. Get out your own way and say yes to what you want. Say yes to what you want. I trust that helped. And if not, you can send another email. You can call in 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And those of you on there, I'm coming to you. I think I've got something else for, what's her name, Andrean, I guess. Yeah, here's something else that I had. Become fully conscious about the subtle thoughts about relationship that's floating in the back of your mind. release them. Once you become aware, take time to meditate. Take time to be still. When you become aware to the thoughts that you have about relationships, maybe you've been telling yourself most men are unavailable or all the men are gay or they're in prison. Maybe you have that conversation going on in the back of your mind. Be aware, release it, declare with your list, be specific, and release it with this prayer. This or something better. Okay? This or something better. I trust that that helps. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Glowing Gooch, you've got a hand up. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Glowing Gooch, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, I'm just going to make a comment, and I'll share what I wanted to share about Betty tomorrow. You said Betty will be there tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to say is you have to let go and just let God have it. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a man, a woman, whatever. You have to let him, you have to surrender to you. Mm-hmm. And once you start to date you and find out what's going on in you, he will, even if he sent a man that's not available, you're not going to pick him. Been there, done that. The second thing is I just had to realize less can be best sometimes. I haven't worked in 7 years. I've let the house go. I've let the cars go. But guess what? I grabbed me back, and now I know me. So I'm okay. I can get all that other stuff back. Mm-hmm. I'm okay, man.
Let me ask you something real quick. When you talk about letting go, what was that process like for you? How were you able to let go when things were happening around you that you just didn't even know who you were?
Well, first of all, I had to learn how to truly forgive. I think I was apologizing, but I was still holding on to what happened to me. You know, and I always was like looking at myself as the victim. And sometimes we're not always the victim. Sometimes we become the suspect in our lives.
Well, I love that.
Not everybody else.
Sometimes we could be the suspect in our own life. I heard that.
Exactly. You know, we become the suspect. And that's the thing. Because God said he would supply your needs daily. And I didn't learn that until everything else was wiped from me. You know, and a lot of times we're fighting to hold on to things that God is trying to take from us. We're fighting to hold on to things that are not good for us. And he'll remove it, we bring it back. He'll try to show us again, we don't let it go. And at the end of the day,
really about,
I'm the only one
really
that wasn't happy.
Yes, yeah, so it really is about a spiritual awareness so we can see from a different perspective, because you talked about forgiveness, which is really what it is. Forgiveness is letting go, letting go, letting God, letting the love in. And that's it right there. I love what you said. Well, sometimes we're not the victim. Sometimes we're the suspect. And that's
and
it.
It's hard.
All
it's
the
hard.
Time it is. All the time it is. We must be willing to change our consciousness. Tanya, I've got to run because time is running. It's moving. It's doing what it does. It's gonna
okay, love
fun.
You guys.
I look forward to talking. Love you too, Tanya. Peace and blessings. Tanya, a.k.a. Glowing Gooch. Let's see here. Yeah, I know. Yes. Okay, we're going to make this work. Betty's talking to me. Okay, so I'm going to take a call from Celeste, but before I do that, let's go to the question that was emailed in. Let's go to Debbie from Newark, New Jersey. Debbie said, thank you, Coach Ade, for answering my question. You are very welcome. If you're just joining us, you probably didn't catch what I'm laughing. But anyway, you figure it out. But anyway, so Debbie says, I don't know if it's my life theme or what, but I seem to attract nothing but difficult people in my life. Whether it's in person or on the internet. I'm always nurturing and counseling them. I am 56 years old. I'm 56 years old now, and it's causing me mental and physical problems. How do I get rid of these people, or how do I stop attracting them? The things that just jumped at me, because this question, when they come, that's what I listen for when I'm talking to somebody, but when I see it in writing, it's like, ooh. So Betty said, not Betty, Debbie, kind of sound alike, but it don't. Betty's like, no, I didn't.
Debbie said she keeps attracting difficult people into her life, in person or on the computer. And when she does, Betty, when you do attract these people, what do? You nurture them. You counsel them. Why? What are you trying to accomplish? If they're difficult and they're getting your nerves and they're causing you mental and physical problems, what are you nurturing? You're nurturing drama. So you said, how do I get rid of these people? First of all, you stop nurturing them. You can just let that go because you're nurturing. It's not helping you. What's your intention for nurturing and counseling? And here's the thing. Difficult people, counseling goes hand in hand. You know, you can be a therapist and say, well, yeah, people that, you know, my clients are having a difficult life. Well, maybe your real calling, maybe what you're here to do is counsel people, but maybe you haven't really dealt with your own stuff. As I said in the show yesterday, you can't take someone to a place you haven't visited. You can't support somebody in their transformation, take them to a place in consciousness that you haven't allowed yourself to go. So maybe there's stuff that they're highlighting to you, maybe I'm being gentle. Maybe there's something that they're reflecting back to you that you need to work on. Maybe counseling is your path. But if you're seeking them out because you're obviously attracting them and they're causing you mental and physical problems, your body, your mind, your spirit, say stop, stop, stop. So first of all, ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want? Which part of you is difficult? Are you being difficult with yourself? Are you nurturing and counseling yourself? Maybe the nurturing and the counseling that you're giving them is what you should be giving to yourself, to be gentle with yourself. To really look at your own life and say, I need to trick some things here, as opposed to try to do it in other people, and not looking for meaning, looking for meaning of your life through these people who are difficult. Like if you can make the difficult people easy, then your life has meaning. No, your life has meaning when you are living a fulfilling life, regardless of what you do or don't do, when you become the light that you're looking for. So how do you stop attracting them? Stop nurturing them. Like I said to Andre, run. When you say difficult person, I'm not ready. I'm not the one. I choose differently. I choose love. I'm not the one. I need to work on myself. Do your own spiritual practice so that when you do attract whoever you attract into your life, you won't be drained. Because if you're drained while supporting people to step into their greater yet to be, then you are not running over. You are not. Your cup is not full. So stop sharing the little drop that you have for yourself. Work on yourself so that your cup is running over. So when you share with others, they're just drinking from the overflow. They're drinking from the overflow. And then everybody can be healed. You saw the great prophets and teachers, the most common one in the Western world is Jesus. Even Jesus was like, I'm gone. I'm going for 40 days. I'm getting away. I'm going in my closet. I can't do this. I need to realign. And then he comes back. So if Jesus needed a break, you better take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at a 6 minutes. 6 minutes remaining. Yes, yes, yes. So let's take this call. Celeste, how are you doing? What's your question?
Dude, seriously, I'm laying down on the grass. The phone is away from me. It pressed one on its own. I really don't have a question, but to say it's an amazing show, and I'm getting a lot out of the questions, so I'm going to hush up in case you have another one, because I'm listening.
So your question really was, how is it that I'm lying on the grass, and my phone is next to me, and it pressed one? I don't know.
I'm serious.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, life is good, and it's getting better. I don't know. Maybe you have a question that you don't want to share, because, anyway, I'm moving right along. Let's move right along. Anyway, so we've talked about money. Today's show, the theme has been around money. It's been around about people that we're attracting, relationships, you know, and that's what we're dealing with. It's real. And even in my laughter, I want you to get that I don't take it lightly. My laughter is it's my expression of my joy. We do need to laugh. But our life is always reflecting back to us what we need to be paying attention to. So we can speak the spiritual truth, but we got to embody the spiritual truth. And when we embody the spiritual truth, no matter what your finances look like, no matter if you want to get married. So here's the flip side. Andrea said, I could attract an unavailable man in Atlanta. Harmony Garden said, apparently all the available men are in Canada. I can't go grocery shopping without being asked to dinner. So, Andrea, maybe you might want to move. But if you don't want to move physical location, you can move in consciousness, knowing that there is no spot where God is not, and everything that you need is right where you are. The only reason we don't experience it or attract or see what we want is because we're looking through the wrong eye, viewing glass. Let me put it that way. You might need to change your glasses. It's like when you're buying a car or deciding to buy a car, once you narrow it down, you will see that car everywhere. So if all the thoughts we're having is about not enough money, that's because where your energy is going. If all the thoughts you're having is, I can't find the right person to be in a relationship with, I'm only finding unavailable men, that's because that's where your focus is going. If your mind is going into, anybody comes into my life just gives me hell, because that's where your attention is going. Now the work is for you to move in consciousness and focus on what you want. Imagine it. Visualize it. Vision board it. Create it. Speak it. Love it. Dance it. Live it. Breathe it. Breathe what you want. Make a new declaration. And everything that we are going through is simply an opportunity for us to connect with the essence of who we are, whatever, regardless of what you call it. I'm going to read a quote for you here that I got this morning. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and share the show, favorite the show, like the show, follow the show, listen again, and I trust and know that you are receiving your answer, even if you didn't send in your question or didn't ask. Here's a little quote here that I got from a note from the universe. It is often from a sense of discontent, feelings of incompleteness, or, whoa, let's try this. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm back. I just realized a technical thing. Let's do this. Okay. All right, let's start over again. Y'all don't know what I go through to do this show. I work hard for this show. Stop it. Anyway, it's often from a sense of discontent, feelings of incompleteness, or even a twinge of true unhappiness, that the seeds of great accomplishment are sown. It's times that we're having difficulty, discontent, when we're not feeling complete, when we feel out of alignment. That's when the seeds of great accomplishment are sown. Ricky Byers Beckwith has a song, and she said, and there's a line that says, "In my pain is the seed of my strength. In my pain is the seed of my strength." And I'm actually going to play that song. So no matter what is going on right now in your life, it may be hard and difficult. Just continue to do your spiritual practice. Know that there is a power and presence that's going to move you through this. Watch your thoughts. Watch how you are interpreting what is going on. Be very aware how you use your words. Be very aware how you use your words. The conversation you get into. Because everything that you're going through and growing through fades into God. And I'm going to play with you Byers Beckwith. It all fades into God. So you can be still, relax, be still. Listen to intuition. Listen to the inner voice. You've been listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'll be back tomorrow for a spiritual tag team with Betty Piggies. And this is the radio station where we do what?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. And you do that by being the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be still, be well, and be grateful. Ricky Byers Beckwith, it all fades into God.
Vicky Byers Beckwith's website is weletitbe.com. It all fades into God. No matter what you're going through and growing through, it all fades into God. It all fades into life. It all fades into love. Peace and blessings. See you tomorrow.
It all fades in.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.